T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
A nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 8:32. You're listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Friday morning, July 30th. A COVID-19 surge in Kansas, fueled by the faster spreading Delta variant, is filling up hospitals in some areas. A survey from the Kansas Hospital Association said four times as many patients with confirmed COVID-19 infections were hospitalized this week as were being hospitalized back in early June. The association said that 116 Kansas hospitals surveyed this week reported having about 400 hospitalized COVID-19 patients. Back in early June, there were only 99 victims hospitalized. NASA reports no injuries. This after a newly arrived Russian space lab fired its engines after docking with the International Space Station, knocking the orbiting outpost out of alignment. Fox's Evan Brown with more.
That thruster from the newly docked Russian Nauka module didn't jolt the International Space Station, and Mission Control in Houston only knew because the warning lights on the panel signaled it.
You know, you asked the crew, hey, did the space station shake or anything like that? And the response was negative. We didn't see anything like that.
Space Station Program Manager Joel Montalbano in Houston. The crew was not harmed, though the currently docked spacecraft were ready to act as lifeboats if needed. The incident means today's planned test flight of Boeing's Starliner to the station is off. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
The city of Wichita ready to start moving again on the fate of the east bank of the river downtown. Specifically, what do you do about arts, entertainment, and convention facilities? City Manager Bob Layton tells KNSS News this also will include the fate of Century 2.
In August, we're going to be bringing a recommendation to the city council to hire a private firm to help us operate and maintain the facility and to provide recommendations for capital improvements for the convention center and for the round building. And I just want to make sure that we're in the best spot for the use of that facility for as long as it's here.
Layton is our guest this weekend on Issues 2021. It's Sunday morning at 8 o'clock on KNSS. The cash flow for the Paycheck Protection Program ends today.
The Paycheck Protection Program's liquidity fund gave money to small businesses through the Paycheck Protection Program, and it was going to dry up at the end of June. But the Federal Reserve extended it a final time to today, giving banks and approved PPP lenders more time to get the money they were giving to applicants. Many in the small business community argued for more time, as the early rounds of cash seemed to go to the larger companies. Separately, the Small Business Administration just announced a new portal meant to speed up the process of finding out if those loans will be forgiven. The Small Business Administration says more than $800 billion went out for more than 11.7 million loans. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
8:35 with Steve and Ted. Let's take a look at that weather forecast heading into the weekend with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Another warm and humid start to our day here in Wichita, but sunny and hot weather returns again this afternoon. Low 90s by lunchtime, 98 for the high. Clear tonight, our low 77. Scattered storms begin popping up tomorrow afternoon with a high 101. Sunday's high 88. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we do have a mostly sunny sky. It is 76 degrees here on this Friday morning. KNSS breaking news at this hour. Effective Monday, Kansas State University is going to require that everyone must wear masks while indoors on university property, unless alone in their own private offices or workspaces. This is according to the school's website. So K-State mandating masks starting on Monday. It's 8:36 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Now it's time to blur that fine line between news and entertainment. And that's why it's called The Blur. And here's your host here on this Friday morning, Jazzy Jad Chambers.
Sure. A big tech company is recalling a particular product over health concerns. Fox's Mike Gunzelman has more on this.
Facebook is pausing sales of its Oculus Quest 2 virtual reality headset because it seems to be causing rashes and hives on people's faces. The company and federal regulators issuing a voluntary recall for 4 million of the headsets. The focus is on one of the foam interfaces that sits around a user's eyes and nose. A photo that's circulating online shows a teenager with red markings under his eyes and on his forehead. The virtual reality headset was released late last year. Fans can request a free silicone cover from Facebook that can be used to mitigate the problem. Mike Gunzelman, Fox News.
Well, someone should have told Facebook. That's why you don't make them out of, you know, peanuts and cat dander.
Right.
Some big stars in talks to turn a Disney ride into a movie. Again, here's Fox's Mary Corsetti with details.
Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Haunted Mansion.
In the world of Disney, what comes first, the movie or the ride? In this case, it's the latter. Comedian Tiffany Haddish and Oscar nominee Lakeith Stanfield are in negotiations to star in the Haunted Mansion, based on one of the theme park's signature rides.
Step all the way in, please, and make room for everyone. There's no turning back now.
Disney previously adapted the ride into a 2003 movie starring Eddie Murphy, but it was a moderate success at the box office. In this film, Stanfield will play a widower living in New Orleans' French Quarter. Haddish will play a psychic hired to communicate with the dead. The project is set to shoot in Louisiana this fall. Mary Corsetti, Fox News.
I was more under the impression that earlier film with Eddie Murphy was more along the lines of a massive flop as opposed to a moderate success.
I think you could say that.
I think so, too. But, well, anyway, we move on to look back at this on this day in 1966. It was on this day in 1966 the Trogs took their signature hit Wild Thing to number one. It was originally performed by the American band The Wild Ones, but it really wasn't a big hit until the Trogs released their version.
Yep, this is the version.
Uh-huh, which ranked at number 257 on Rolling Stone magazine's list of the 500 greatest songs of all time.
Wow.
That's right. So they ranked 500 songs, and this was right around the middle of it. Pretty close. Wild Thing, the Trogs.
Nice.
Yeah, this was the day on 1966 when it hit number one here in the U.S.
1966.
Yeah. Well, we'll go back, but not quite as far back. I was on this day in 1999.
The search of the three missing Montgomery College students continues in Frederick County tonight.
10 days and thousands of man hours have been unable to produce any clues.
We have a few leads, a few other options we want to take advantage of, and just try to put together some pieces to this puzzle.
Do you believe the occult may be involved in the disappearance of your son?
I'm so scared.
That was right. It was on this day in 1999, the Blair Witch Project was released here in the U.S.
Oh, yeah. Remember that thing?
Yeah.
Shaky camera.
It was big for a while.
Yeah, it was.
Shaky camera made me want to vomit, but eh.
Yeah, it had its moment.
Yeah, it did. I was following the hype around it, and then I went and watched the thing and was like, oh, wow. I was so much more scared of it during the run-up to the actual movie than watching the movie itself.
And then for about the next 9 months, everybody tried to imitate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, which was dumb.
There were a lot of imitations afterwards. there was a sequel a few years later. It was terrible.
It was awful. Yeah.
I found it highly entertaining because it was so terrible.
Right.
I almost enjoyed it more than the original because of how bad it was.
I can certainly see that.
It was very funny. Got some birthdays in the entertainment world today.
Sweet.
Hilary Swank, 47 years old today.
Oscar winner?
That's right. Two-time Oscar winner.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Boys Don't Cry, Million Dollar Baby.
Yeah.
That's right. Two Academy Awards, two Golden Globe Awards, two Critics' Choice Awards, and a Screen Actors Guild Award.
Nice.
Yeah. So Hilary Swank, 47 years old today. Actress Lisa Kudrow, 58 years old today.
Delightful.
Yes, of course, Kudrow or Phoebe in Friends.
Come on, Rachel, you can't live off your parents your whole life.
I know that. That's why I was getting married.
Come on, give her a break. It's hard being on your own for the first time.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I remember when I first came to this city, I was 14. My mom had just killed herself and my stepdad was back in prison. And I got here and I didn't know anybody. And I ended up living with this albino guy who was like cleaning windshields outside Port Authority. And then he killed himself. And then I found aromatherapy. So believe me, I know exactly how you feel.
Aromatherapy. Works wonders, apparently.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Happy birthday, Lisa Kudrow, 58 years old today. Oh, here we go. Here's a big one. Big birthday. Bodybuilder, actor, and politician Arnold Schwarzenegger, 74 years old
today. Oh, my.
He was a 7-time Mr. Olympia winner,
mm-hmm.
a 4-time Mr. Universe winner.
Mm-hmm.
He's got himself a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yes, he does.
And, of course, in 2015, he was inducted into the World Wrestling Entertainment Hall of Fame.
Oh.
So he's in the WWE Hall of Fame as well. Of course, Predator, Kindergarten Cop, lots of different roles, but I think everybody remembers him as the Terminator.
I'm a friend of Sarah Connor. I was told that she's here. Could I see her, please?
No, can't see her. She's making a statement.
Where is she?
Look, it may take a while. You want to wait? There's a bench over there.
I'll be back.
Classic.
There's the iconic line. There, I'll be back. Happy birthday. Arnold Schwarzenegger, 74 years old today.
Do you have any other birthdays?
I've got one more.
Okay.
Just in case.
What do you got?
Well, okay, here we go. Just let me know when you get it, Ted.
Having my baby. What a lovely way.
Paul Anka?
That is Paul Anka. Singer Paul Anka, 80 years old today.
Oh, my.
That's right. So a big milestone birthday for Paul Anka.
This was a big hit for Paul.
Yes.
Not one of my favorites, but this was a big hit.
But this reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1974. Of course, he wrote the theme for The Tonight Show starring
Johnny Carson. He always said by writing that song, he put all his kids through college because they played that thing every night for 30 years.
Yep, that's right. Biggest hits, he wrote Tom Jones's She's a Lady.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He also wrote the English lyrics to the Claude Francois and Jacques Ravel music for Frank Sinatra's signature song, My Way.
Yeah.
That's right. Which, of course, was recorded by a ton of different people over the years.
There's another song that made Paul Anka a lot of money.
Yeah, but him writing those English lyrics really helped out. So happy birthday, big milestone birthday to singer Paul Anka, 80 years old today.
Nice.
You got one?
Sid Croft.
Okay.
Is 92 today.
Sid Croft.
Sid and Marty Croft.
Oh, Sid and Marty.
HR Puff and Stuff, Land of the Lost.
Right.
All those things from the Sigmund the Sea Monster.
Exactly.
From the 70s. Yeah. Sid Croft is 92 today.
Excellent.
All the large headed puppets.
Well, the Blur every weekday is brought to you by
Napoleon Appliance Repair, a great family owned appliance repair business. If you have an appliance that's in trouble, you need to have their phone number handy and call Terry for an appointment. Here's that number, 409-1525, Napoleon Appliance Repair. It's 8:45 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We've got a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal coming up. And we'll also talk about, this is National Blank Day. What might it be? It's a tasty food item. Talk about that coming up as well. Find out what that is. KNSS News Time, 8:46.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.